Let's talk about synchronicities, why they happen, and what they mean. A synchronicity, or sync for short, is a strange coincidence that you're meant to notice. Carl Jung defined them as meaningful coincidences, as two or more events that are physically unrelated yet somehow connected in a spooky or metaphysical way. I prefer to think of them in a more general way, as meaningful improbabilities. So they're not just random coincidences or products of confirmation bias, but genuine anomalies in experience that grab your attention. Now, syncs are really important. They're personal proof that reality is sometimes malleable, sometimes unstable, sometimes responsive to consciousness. Einstein was right when he said, "Reality is illusion, albeit a persistent one." Syncs prove that this world behaves more like a collective dream or a matrix simulation than an independent physical construct. The idea that physical reality is somehow its own independent thing is based on outdated 1800s science. For over a century now, quantum physics has proven that physical events are ultimately determined by metaphysical factors, meaning reality is shaped by consciousness. Synchronicities are one manifestation of that fact. So why do syncs happen, and what do they mean? That actually depends on the type of sync. There are different kinds with different causes. Let's look at a few. The first are precursor syncs. These tend to show up a couple hours or days before a troubling, distressing, or precarious event in your life. Almost like rolling thunder preceding an impending storm. That's because the upcoming event is a messy, energetic spot on your timeline, and your corner of reality is becoming unstable in advance of it. Precursor syncs also happen when your future is in flux, like when you're going back and forth on a major life decision that greatly affects your future. When the future is indeterminate and massively fluctuating like that, it's unstable, and so the present becomes unstable too by proximity, since time is one big continuum. Unstable conditions mean that improbabilities happen. Why? Well, according to quantum physics, what we call normal reality is simply the most stable, probable, and predictable path that everyone and everything can take. So when reality becomes unstable, that means it becomes less normal, meaning more weird. It becomes less predictable, meaning more surprising. And it becomes less probable, meaning more synchronistic. So to recap, precursor syncs are a side effect of an upcoming instability, which tends to be a distressing or precarious situation where the outcome is in flux. Then there are deviation syncs, which happen when you suddenly deviate from your most probable course of action. That means doing something genuinely improbable, something that in most of your immediate probable futures you didn't do. For example, it can be something that goes against the momentum of your programming, your circumstance, your habits, and your feelings at that moment. All these things are pushing you towards your most mechanical and probable outcome. So, going against them means defying determinism. When you do something unlikely for an extended period, you deviate onto a less probable future, and this produces other improbabilities which we experience as deviation syncs. So, whereas precursor syncs come before an unstable area of your timeline, deviation syncs typically come during and after. Now, one of the keys to understanding synchronicity is that improbabilities tend to come in clusters. One improbability begets another. If you do something improbable, chances are that you'll attract another improbability. That's because you're deviating onto an improbable timeline that, due to its improbability, likely contains other improbable aspects. This brings up an important point, which is that something outside this reality, something beyond linear time, is needed if events are to deviate from their default outcome. Without that metaphysical factor, everything would be mechanically deterministic. Everything would be mere material cause and effect, dominoes knocking down dominoes from the beginning to the end of time, with no surprises or deviations. For the dominoes to change direction and touch off a new chain, a hand must reach down and rotate one so that it falls into a new line. That's what happens every time we exercise our free will. So consciousness is the non-physical factor that creates improbabilities. Or, as quantum physics would say, the conscious observer is what produces non-determinism and piecewise stochastic behavior. What this ultimately means is that the more sentient you are, the more volition or agency you have, the more of an improbability you represent in this world. And since improbabilities beget more improbabilities, the lives of such walking anomalies are anomalous. But in truth, it's not just our consciousness that can create improbabilities and therefore synchronicities. Anything at all from outside linear time that tampers with the course of events here can do that. Examples include aliens and occult entities who meddle in our lives. Think about it. They are outside linear time, and if what they do affects what you do, then you are no longer doing the original thing you would have done. Rather, you are now doing what wasn't originally supposed to happen, meaning you're going down an improbable pathway, and as a result, you will experience improbabilities like deviation sinks. So, if you're someone who has a high degree of agency and you've been influenced by entities outside time, you become a real anomaly in this world, and that comes with experiencing more anomalies in life. It's worth noting that since otherworldly beings are themselves anomalous and like attracts like, a big feedback loop can arise where the more they affect you, the more you attract them. Now, some beings purposely seek out people who are already anomalous due to having a greater degree of sentience and awareness. That includes benevolent aliens and positive spiritual entities who are looking to guide and influence those among us who stand out. But it also includes negative aliens and demonic entities looking to study and suppress those who aren't following the program. These negative forces also go after people who are of low awareness and are easily manipulated, to use them as puppets or probes to manipulate the rest of us. I mention all this because certain people experience a high degree of paranormal activity and synchronicity in their lives, and there are reasons why those two phenomena go hand in hand in their case. It might have to do with the uncommon quality of their consciousness and choices, and the fact that their lives have been heavily altered by influences beyond time. Alright, let's get back to synchronicities and talk about expansion sinks. These happen when we go through a significant moment of spiritual growth or transformation. That includes going through a period of insight and revelation regarding higher truths about existence or about yourself. The sudden change in your being, your essence, acts like a bubble suddenly expanding and sending ripples out in all directions. Not only is that an improbable event where you're shifting to a new set of futures due to change in your personal characteristics, but your being is expanding and perturbing the very fabric of existence. These things can induce expansion sinks. Expansion sinks tend to be symbolic, linked at the archetypal level to the nature of the transformation. So you can use a dream dictionary to decode them, as the archetypes exist at the subconscious level, which is also where dreams derive their symbols from. Related to expansion sinks are message sinks, which are symbolic messages sent in the form of a meaningful improbability. Message sinks are better known as signs or omens. They're like dream symbols, except they happen while we're awake. It can be a recurring number you keep seeing, or a certain animal, or insect, or anything really that fulfills the function of a sign that conveys a meaningful message. Message sinks can be encouraging in the sense of confirming a decision you just made, or letting you know that all is good and that you're going in the right direction. Or they can be foreboding in the sense of giving you a heads up that something bad is about to happen, or that there's a harmful person or influence in your life, or that you're treading down a dangerous path. Now, message sinks are intentionally directed at you, and they carry symbolic meanings that can be decoded. Like with dream symbols, the meaning may be universal or vary somewhat from person to person. The best way to decode recurring message syncs is to log when they happen and the circumstances surrounding them. After several occurrences, you can connect the dots and guess at a meaning. Then you can test your guess the next time the same message sync arises. Once you decode your recurring message syncs, you can use them as reliable indicators of what's happening or what's coming up. Now, what about times when you're only getting negative message syncs, bad omens? That means either you're heading in a dark direction, or a darkness is heading towards you. If you're going in a dark direction due to unwise choices, check yourself and make corrections. If darkness is going towards you, be vigilant and take preventive measures to head off whatever is about to erupt in your life. The fact that message syncs can even happen shows that there is a strong connection between waking reality and dreams. The connection, of course, is that both are ultimately generated by consciousness. The difference is that in dreams we are immersed in an environment generated by our own subconscious, while in the waking world, the environment is generated by a collective or universal subconscious, one that the ancient Greeks called the demiurge. If you think of it in terms of video games, dreams are like playing an offline game on your own PC, while reality is using that same PC to connect to an online multiplayer environment. The demiurge is the central server that coordinates the various locally run instances of the game. So when Einstein said that reality is an illusion, albeit a persistent one, that's saying reality is made of the same stuff as dreams, but functionally it's more persistent due to the collective subconscious holding it in place. But since our personal subconscious is plugged into the collective subconscious, it can affect its own corner of this collective dream we call reality. And so that brings up the next category, which is manifestation syncs. That's where something you see or hear is a direct physical manifestation of a thought or subconscious wish you dwelled upon earlier. Of course, whenever that happens, the question is, was the event going to happen all along and you merely had a psychic moment of precognition foreshadowing it? Or did your thought literally cause that event to happen through an act of reality creation? Both are possible and both do happen, but the latter is what I mean by a manifestation sync. Manifestation syncs happen when you dwell on something in a certain state of mind, which causes your subconscious to influence reality and externally manifest a reflection of that thought. The interesting thing about manifestation syncs is that the physical events needed to make them happen extend into the past, often prior to the originating thought. It's as if you somehow influenced the past to shape the present. Sounds impossible? Well, as it turns out, that's completely in line with quantum physics, which has experimentally proven that a choice made in the present can reach back in time and influence the past. It seems the future isn't the only thing that's open. The past is open too. Manifestation syncs don't violate the laws of physics. Rather, they are a direct consequence of quantum principles. Now let's get into something we all need to watch out for, which are artificial syncs. They seem like synchronicities, but actually aren't. They're staged for the purpose of deception, to make you think it's a sign from the universe, but really it's a ploy to negatively influence your beliefs and decisions. Non-human entities, like demons and negative aliens, are known for pulling this trick. To give an example, imagine if an attractive girl or guy comes up to you on the street and hands you a small book by a certain guru, and tells you it has all the answers you seek. And later that afternoon, you get an email from an old acquaintance you haven't heard from in years, mentioning the same book. And later that evening, you find a flower petal on your pillow from the same type of flower the guru is posing with on the book cover. What would you make of that? Many people would be taken in by the magical nature of these improbabilities, and take it as a sign to pursue that path, not knowing that this guru is actually a psychic vampire who pushes spiritual disinformation. And yet, somewhere within, intuition will be screaming no, but some will ignore that warning and rationalize it away. Now, believe it or not, this kind of thing happens more often than people realize. Dark entities fish for gullible people all the time by orchestrating and dangling artificial sinks like this. The thing to remember is that if both your logic and intuition indicate something doesn't add up, then don't ignore these. Don't let occult parlor tricks amaze you into throwing your inner compass and brain out the window. Another thing to note is that the negative entities who orchestrate artificial sinks are relatively crude and ham-fisted in their abilities compared to the abilities of our own subconscious or higher self, or higher positive beings on the level of what we might call angels. What negative entities do have in their toolbox is varying degrees of telepathy and basic poltergeist or object materialization phenomena. These are parlor tricks they use to deceive those who don't know any better. For them, telepathy is the easiest, so most of the time they just manipulate the thoughts and urges of people who are being mindless. So we have to be careful of that possibility and not blindly trust every synchronicity. Artificial sinks are bold, direct, literal, manipulative, and they play to our ego and wishful thinking. And lastly, on a brighter note, there are opportunity sinks. They're like artificial sinks, except they're arranged by positive beings, including your own higher self, and they're orchestrated with far greater elegance, finesse, poetry, and competence than what negative entities can accomplish. They're the right opportunity at the right time to help advance your destiny, your story, whether to get you out of a tough spot or open up a new pathway in your life. Opportunity sinks can be very improbable, but they also seem to fall into place naturally and gracefully, so they are the epitome of serendipity. Opportunity sinks are lucky breaks that act as a fun plot device to advance the story of your life. The signature of an opportunity sink is that it brings you a sense of relief and gladness when you encounter it, and intuitively, you feel frictionless and even enthusiastic about it. There's a concordance, an alignment from top to bottom. Contrast this with an artificial sink, where even when the ego is rubbing its hands with glee, deep down you'll feel an emptiness or resistance that, in less attuned people, is typically shouted down by wishful thinking and rationalizing self-talk. Alright, so that covers some of the major types of sinks you might have. Precursor, deviation, expansion, message, manifestation, artificial, and opportunity sinks. Don't get too hung up on the terminology. What matters are the concepts, the reality, and how to apply this knowledge. When you encounter a synchronicity, ask yourself these questions. Could it be a precursor to something coming up soon? Did I just do something improbable that may have induced this? Did I manifest this by dwelling on it earlier? Is this a message, a sign, an omen? If so, what does it mean? If this is an intentional message, is it trying to steer me down a wrong path? Or is this a serendipitous opportunity that I feel completely at ease with? And what does it mean when you don't get any synchronicities for a while? You'll notice that those are times when you're moving along in a steady, predictable, and unremarkable way in life. Alternatively, you could be so in tune with your higher self and subconscious that these parts of you don't need to edit reality to send you a message since they have a direct connection already. The surest way to banish synchronicities is to bury yourself in 3D material mundanity and make no waves. Just keep your head down and stick to routine, which probably describes the majority of people today. Now, you might be wondering if there's anything we can do to induce more synchronicities. And the answer is yes, there are a couple things you can do. The first thing is to think about them more often. to embed them into your worldview as being natural and expected, and to adopt a childlike attitude of magic and wonder about reality. This neutralizes the effects of skepticism and mundanity that might be keeping them away. It also uses the manifestation principle by attracting whatever you're resonating with and focusing on. Once you start doing this, you can simply let go and let reality surprise you. The second thing you can do is grow and transform yourself through the power of insight, revelation, and discovery. To do that, you have to spend more time being curious, contemplative, introspective, fascinated, open-minded, and eager to learn. That means read, watch, observe, write, and contemplate deeply on yourself and the world. That's the exact opposite of the glib lifestyle that modern society tends to encourage, so it'll be difficult for some, but it'll be worth it for more reasons than just synchronicity, because changes in your inner life always produce changes in your outer life. And the third thing you can do is identify what urges, impulses, feelings, and thoughts come from your social and biological programming, and which come from your inner spiritual core and spiritual intelligence. The spiritual core, which is the seat of your sentience and free will, is the only thing in you that's not a product of matter, energy, space, and time. Therefore, it's outside linear time, and is capable of defying causality and probability. The more you act from your spiritual intelligence and true intuition, the less probable the path you walk, the more improbabilities will be found on that path. Alright, what it all boils down to is this. Millions of people have had genuine synchronicities, and many have written about them for centuries. Synchronicities are a personal reminder that reality is something other than what we're told it is. As time goes on, more and more people will begin waking up to that fact. It's going to take science another couple hundred years to accept and understand this, but fortunately, you can access and experience that truth right now by paying attention to your synchronicities.